Welcome to our virtual rehearsal for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. That's October 25th. We'll begin with the entrance antiphon and go through all the music in order. The entrance antiphon, Let the Hearts. This is the clef you see here is a fa clef, so it's showing you what would be F in a C major scale. We'll actually do this in the key of F. So that means the clef being shown is on a B flat. And that's the highest note that we get. Walking our way down to the first note. First note is a D. First four notes, D, F, G, A. Okay, if you want to work it out on the piano there. All right. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and be strengthened. Seek his face forevermore. I anticipate with this being short, we might need to do one verse. So I would like for the cantor to then intone the verse, if needed. If Father's already at the altar, not needed, but if he is not there yet, we'll continue going. Just look for me for a head nod if you're not sure. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. And then we all join in with the antiphon once again. And I would like to keep the pace rather quick as I'm demonstrating here. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Just a couple of notes for diction. Rejoice. And make sure the word let is a nice T and not a D. Let the hearts, and not let the hearts, because then we lose the word. Seek the Lord and be strengthened. It's important to have that K on seek and to close the phrase with an ND, strengthened. The final sound on forevermore, more. The closure of the R to the sound is we call that the schwa. That's how we do the R in American English. It's a very subtle sound. I'll demonstrate it one more time. It's present, but it shouldn't be done too much. More. Okay. And we don't want to close the R with the typical sound. More. It changes the pitch and it doesn't sound good. So make sure we do it with the schwa. More. Okay. That's enough on the entrance antiphon. Moving along to the responsorial psalm. This week I would like to try harmony on the verses. Okay? So we'll have the cantor intone the refrain alone. With the organ lightly accompanying in the background.
I love you, Lord, my strength.
Okay, and then for the verses, we're just using the alto and the soprano. So whoever the choir members are, if I'm singing along or anybody else shows up, we'll sing the alto line together. And so it's staying right where we ended on the E.
I love you, Lord, my strength.
That's our starting pitch for the verse.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer.
And then back to the refrain. Not back to the refrain. Then we go into verse 2.
My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Sorry, I wanted to move on the last pitch. Just stay on the D. The pace of the psalm is going to be led by the cantor. So whoever the cantor is, you are driving the tempo and everybody else is following you. Where I made a big deal about diction in the antiphon for all members who are singing, for this one, really the choir is just providing a little bit of vocal harmony in the background. It's not that important that we're understood. It's up to the cantor, who's got the main microphone, who should be louder and very clear in their diction. Okay? So as choir members, if we can just back off of the words a little bit, still sing the words, but just back off the words and listen carefully to the cantor so that we're following the cantor. I think we'll need to practice this a little bit together. So if everybody is there early, I would like to meet at 8:10 before the 8:30 Mass and 10:10 before the 10:30 Mass. So just give us 20 minutes and we can use the 10 minutes there between 8:10 and 8:20 to rehearse this a little bit and make sure we've got it. I think it'll be easy. Okay, moving on. I will provide the Alleluia verse to the cantor in a separate email. I haven't included it in this email. The offertory hymn, Open My Eyes, Lord. Hopefully we should get a few verses. We should get a few verses of this. They're short. And it is in the St. Augustine hymnal. I have A412 listed here. I'm working from home and don't have a St. Augustine hymnal with me at the moment. Oh, I take that back. Okay, so I just checked the number. That was the old number. That's all I wanted to verify. St. Augustine hymnal 594. Open my eyes. Sorry. Open my eyes, Lord. Okay, so we'll all sing that together and we don't do the bridge that's listed at the end in the hymnal. Okay, the antiphon and hymn for communion. The antiphon, We Shall Rejoice. We Shall Rejoice, we've sung in the choir before, straightforward. I think we'll do this in A-flat. I'm sorry, that would actually be E-flat major, with the F-clef here. So the starting note is an E-flat, F, A-flat. We shall rejoice in your salvation and in the name of the Lord our God shall we place our pride. And then immediately after that, we will go into the communion song. The chant ends on an F, an F in the key of E flat major. Pride. And the new hymn starts on an F, but it changes keys to B flat major. So at that point, here I don't have them in front of me, but that's the idea. Let thy blood in mercy born, let thy gracious body broken be to me, O gracious Lord, of thy boundless love the broken. Come right after the antiphon. We'll all sing verse 1 together and then proceed down for communion after that, leaving the cantor and the organist to keep going. And then come on back up and we'll switch places as needed.
and the cantor can go to communion at the end of the communion line. That's it. Thank you for listening, and look forward to singing with you on Sunday.